Unfortunately, we don't have Bruce with us to lead us this morning, but we will worship our Lord. So shall we just dedicate the whole time to our Lord? Father, we thank you that we can meet in the name of Jesus. We can lift our voices, our hearts to you in thanksgiving, praise and worship. So guide us, and I pray that all that we do and say, Lord, our thoughts even will be honouring to you, except I'm in your sight. Amen.
Thank you. So, good morning. So, today we're particularly remembering Sarah's dad. And she's chosen the most wonderful hymn. Was it his favourite, Sarah, this one? One of many, but you chose this one. And it is, and we all love it. It's How Great Thou Art. So, we're going to sing this first. And then we're going to go into rejoicing, because however we're feeling, we need to rejoice, right? So if anyone's feeling a bit sad this morning, get rejoicing and it'll lift your spirit, because the Lord is in us. And that's some of what we're talking about today, reminding us that the Spirit dwells in us. So we'll start with, O Lord my God, and straight into rejoice.
Lord my God, can I be awesome wonderful, considering all the best I can have made. I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, the one who I love, who has been slain. Since I saw my Savior unto you, how great thou art, how great thou art. Since my soul I sang unto thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And for it faith I wonder, since my soul I Savior God to me, since my soul I sing unto thee,
Amen. Everyone feeling better now? Thank you, Sarah, for choosing that song. I think we all needed to sing that this morning. And we particularly remember your dad with Thanksgiving, and Bruce too. Thank you, Jesus.
Rejoice, Christ is in you, the I'm
Lord, right?
Indeed. We come to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Almighty God, we are privileged to call you Father. We are blessed to have our sins forgiven by Jesus and to be cleansed by his blood, so that we can approach you, the creator of all things. May we be conscious. May we look at your creation and know the wonder of your power, the beauty and the love which flows towards us. And may we have confidence that you will lead us through this troubled world. Lord, the world is troubled, but you have told us beforehand. You have told us that the end times will see troubles. The birth pangs, oh, earthquakes and famines and pestilence and warfare, world war, you've seen world war. That part of your prophecy has come true, the First and Second World Wars, nation against nation. Lord, we have seen the formation of the State of Israel in 1948. End time prophecies could not come true if Israel was not a nation which could be attacked, which could be persecuted, where you could show your glory. So, Lord, you are in control, even though we see terrible things happening. We see war in Ukraine, Lord, terrible things which are not even making the news. But, Lord, as the world, as the earth, as creation gets darker, your light shines brighter. And your light is in us. All believers have Holy Spirit in us. Let that light shine before now so that our works glorify you. Let us hold to you, the faithful one, the immutable one, unchanging. What you have said, what you've shown us and given us in your word is truth, and not one word will pass away. The world will pass away, but you have promised you will make all things new. We look towards the second coming of David, the second coming of Jesus. I'm thinking of David being the prince, Lord, when Jesus reigns for 1,000 years. And then there's the eternal rule beyond that. We have a glorious future. May we fix our eyes on that. May we know that our loved ones who have gone before us, who have believed in you, will be there to greet us in joy, knowing your glory, knowing life eternal, full of praise and worship and most beautiful songs and hymns and sights and sounds and smells and tastes, more than we could ever know here. We have that future. Let us hold to that and to the promises in your word. Lord, we ask that your healing hand should touch Bruce and Stuart and Jean, Lord, all those who cannot be with us today, and those of us, most of us, I would say, Lord, who have needs. May we rest in you for all that we need, because you can supply everything. And we know, if we trust in your love, you will and do supply everything. If we pray, Lord, we will find you have already put that supply in place. We have to pray in faith, knowing we have already received. Oh Lord, may we draw closer to you as we worship this morning. We know more of you. May we have greater confidence. May we have joy in you, for joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And Lord, we have much to give thanks for, and we do thank you for Rita's friend, Jenny, doing so well after it looked so awful. But Lord, we thank you for the healing that you're bringing to her, probably too slowly for her, Lord, but we just thank you that you are working in her. And we do pray for Rita as she awaits the operation and all the complications that seem to be coming leading up to that, Lord. But we do pray, Lord, that it will go ahead and that, Lord, you will make this happen and that you will be the hands of the doctors and nurses as they perform this operation. And Lord, we pray for her ongoing healing in other ways too, Jesus. And we give thanks today for Sarah's dad and her mum and brother too, Lord. And we thank you for her wonderful heart, for them and for us. And we want to thank you this morning, Jesus, for her. Thank you, Lord, that we can be here all together. And as Stephen's already said, we remember Bruce at home. And we pray that when he hears the service, he will be uplifted as we are, Lord, as we praise you and thank you in all things. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
It is a great and wonderful thing that we can join together this Sunday morning and worship and praise the Lord like we do. For there are many places in the world where they cannot do it. Their people are being arrested because they are Christians. They are being persecuted because they are Christians. They are being killed because they are Christians. So, Lord in heaven, God, we ask you to lift up those countries, lift up those poor people, and how grateful and thankful we are. Suffer some of these awful people. So thank you, Lord, and would you bless each and every one of us here this morning, and those that are not here. So, Lord, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So we're here not just today, but every day to offer up our lives in spirit and in truth. So we're going to sing that song and the chorus, Jesus, what can I give? What can I bring to so faithful a friend, to so loving a king?
Why so tender are my tears? My heart recalls how the sweet sacrifice of the Lord.
Sin,
Reading this morning, it comes from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 1 to 11. Concerning spiritual gifts. Now, about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in every one, it is the same God at work. Now, to the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, and to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of tongues. And these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines.
Amen. So, as we continue thinking about the importance of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we're going to sing Spirit of Holiness.
The God of the Lord, strongly and free, and for our serving and joy of our sin, Spirit of God, bring your fullness to me. Spirit of brutality shall serve me. Oh, that's the thing.
So just pretend I'm Bruce now. So although Bruce can't be with us, he brings this message to us, but of course, with the help of the Holy Spirit. And so the title is Different Ways of Working and Three Priorities. And of course, we've just read 1 Corinthians 12, or thank you, Rachel has, verses 1 to 11, which focuses on the gifts that God gives us. So, Christ works in many different ways through his body, the church. We see him at work in so many ways through us. When there is real love and joy in our fellowship, and when people are healed in our services, God is at work. When gifts of money come in for the Lord's work, and when people are moved by our generous hospitality, God is at work. Juan Ortiz said that when people come into their church, they become part of a caring family, moving in the Holy Spirit. This is clear evidence that God is at work in that church. God doesn't just want to work through a few of his people. He wants to work through each one of them. That's each one of us. His gifts are not optional extras for the spiritually elite, but for everyone. We should not limit God's ways of working. It's nonsense to say that certain gifts, such as tongues, prophecy, and healing, died out with the apostles and are not for the church today. True, we are told that prophecies and tongues will cease, and knowledge will pass away. But it's clear that this will happen only when perfection comes. 1 Corinthians 13, 8 and 9. Then, of course, there'll be no need for healing, faith, or evangelism. After all, whom would one evangelize in heaven? But for the moment, all these gifts and many others are needed as God continues to work in different ways through his church. Worship should always be the first priority of the Christian. Worship for me has been when we really feel the presence of Jesus with us. And I personally thank him that I know he's with us now. Next to worship, evangelism should be our greatest concern. For heaven is especially filled with joy when even one person turns to Christ. And Christ has commanded his people to take his message to the ends of the earth. A third priority is caring and serving. As well as spending time deepening his relationship with his disciples, Jesus gave himself to the crooks and the prostitutes, the sick and the poor, the devil-possessed and the social rejects of his day. He saw each individual as vitally important to God. And I'll just add in there that there's a wonderful song, if I'd known Bruce was going to say that, that I would have chosen, called God of the Moon and Stars. If you look on YouTube, you'll find it. And it is about loving absolutely everyone. If we profess to follow Jesus today, we must pray for the same self-sacrificing compassion. Millions will starve to death. Do we care? Families need to be housed. Loneliness plagues countless people. The church needs to become a loving, welcoming community or family. These three priorities are of utmost importance. And as Stephen prayed about end times, there is an urgency for us to take this message out and not keep it to ourselves. And back in 2021, I wrote a song, really, because I was thinking, we know the gifts are still available to us, whether it be about healing or whichever gifts it is, words of knowledge, wisdom. We know they're still for today. And my heart was that we receive these gifts and go out with them. So it might be hard to follow. Rachel, are you coming over here? Because you know it.
No pressure.
Oh, is that a problem with the dogs? You're right. As I look at the beauty around me, your name cries out in everything I see. Your voice calls out in all of creation. How that you bring witness to the power that you bring. Your power is seen in resurrection, seen in the healing of the world. My eyes were opened at the touch of your hand. To run the race, and continue for the prize.
now asleep in the resurrection. Like eyes were open at the touch of your hand, and evil at the mention of your name. Oh, it's happened to flame. Let come back and go to us. Holy Spirit, come into us. Let compassion go through us. Your world is ever where to go to please. That you'll be with us to the end of time. That you'll be to dwell within us. My eyes were open at the touch of your hand. I feel glad at the mention of your name. In the resurrection,
I was seeing the
healing of the lame. My eyes were opened at the touch of your hand. And people bled at the mention of your name. People bled at the mention of your name. Holy Spirit, pass into flame. Let compassion flow through us every day. Compassion flow through us every day.
And keeping with the theme of power that we go out with when we have His Holy Spirit and His gifts, we're going to sing, "For I'm Building a People of Power."
Building a people of power.
On that one, maybe. Sorry.
It's a longer intro, isn't it?
It is a longer intro. We'll watch it. After all that practicing as well.
Or I'm building a beautiful and I'm making a people of your name. And I'm building a strong heart. I'm
Amen. Take up. Oh, okay. So, shall we do the blessing together?
Apparently, I'm bringing my dog lead.
I can't do it without my voice.
Oh,
just imagine this. Yeah, imagine.
There's two ladies.
Come in.
We should have stayed.
They are.
Yeah, Eunice's are as well. What they say, cold hands, warm heart.
Do we bless each other then? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit with us all evermore.